This is Robert Merlanchi of C21 Canada, Canadians for 21st Century Learning and Innovation. I have the good fortune of having a mindshare learning moment with Dr. Dee Tatro, the Director and CEO of the SunWest School Division, and we're going to reflect this morning on the recent opening of their SunWest Distance Learning Center, as well as the having just received the C21 Canada Shifty Minds District Award for their system and as a result of the excellence of their work around online and blended learning initiatives across the entire district K-12 spectrum. Thank you for joining me this morning, Guy, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate the acknowledgement from C21. That's a great national movement trying to promote the promotion of 21st century skills for our students. So we really, really appreciate the recognition.
It was fantastic being part of the celebration and touring your schools. And the journey didn't happen overnight, did it? It's been several years in the making with your focus around transforming and introducing blended learning district-wide.
Certainly from my own perspective, the journey, of course, started about 21 years ago when I was involved in setting up the first cyber school in Canada, in Alberta. It was a partnership between two school divisions, the Greater St. Albert Catholic Schools and Red Deer Catholic Schools. So I guess from my perspective, it's been like 21 years moving down that path, and our opening of the new Distance Learning Center here this past Friday, and using the latest in technology to be able to try and support teachers who are really focusing on personalized education and blended learning is pretty exciting and just amazing what some of our teachers and these new young people are doing. And when you put technology in their hands and then turn them loose, it's amazing the products that they're coming up with and what supports teachers will have to and students will have in this whole learning journey.
Absolutely. And I'm honored to be speaking with a pioneer of sorts, and I didn't realize your background went that, you know, around the whole distance learning history around Alberta, and it's always been a leader. And what I'm fascinated by the fact that you see more innovation around this mode of learning out west versus in the east. What would you attribute that to?
I don't know if there's more. Certainly there's certain innovation hubs and centers everywhere that you go. The one thing that perhaps drove it maybe a little more quickly in places like Alberta and Saskatchewan would be certainly the amount of students that find themselves in remote areas or just not a lot of students for it.
Right.
Our SunWest School Division, for example, is spread over 32,000 square kilometers.
Wow.
And has 40 schools, but only has 5,000 students. So you start looking at, okay, how can we make education equitable for students that are spread out in that kind of geographic system? So that certainly has helped push that
so, envelope. So necessity being the mother of invention of sorts.
Right.
So you're now offering over 100 courses through the DLC. That's really impressive. And the courses aren't just paper based or text based. They're interactive and involve asynchronous and submitting videos, etc. It's fascinating to learn about, you know, the uniqueness of the course offerings.
Yeah, I think one of our biggest challenges in promoting today's, course technology usage is that most people have in the back of their mind when you mention online education or virtual education, they think of the old correspondence course, which is with a big thick binder and a student sits in a room and opens a binder and starts answering worksheets. And that mindset is so hard to get over, and I guess you have to really see it to experience it. But with today's technology, teachers are able to, given the proper tools, they can make each lesson that they provide for students so interesting. For example, in the past, if you were trying to explain to a student who was in the trades, perhaps in the pipeline business, for example, and you're trying to give an example or get them to understand what a pig can do in a pipeline, it's very difficult. Where today, with the kinds of technology we have, you can actually can take animation and you can show on a video screen exactly how pipeline construction is monitored through what they call in the system a pig that goes through the pipeline and then analyzes each weld that is in the pipeline to see where the strengths and weaknesses are. Wow. To try and prevent huge accidents. But you can explain those kinds of concepts through innovation or through technology by using the kinds of programs available to teachers that animate what you're trying to say. So it's just exciting to see what they can do. And as you saw, one of the courses that was being explained was physical education online, and through the use of heart monitors, for example, how a teacher central in the province can be observing the exercise that a student is doing 500 miles away or on the other side of the world, for that matter, because everything is real time through the internet right on the screen for the teacher in front of them, and so the teacher can interact with the student for physical education purposes and health purposes over distances that you could never imagine before.
That's fantastic. And one of your proudest and most recent graduates, who I had an opportunity to meet, Ennis Waldner, at the age of 90 years old, graduating from the DLC, was monumental. I bill her as the oldest online high school graduate in Canada. How's that sound?
Yeah, she was a pretty neat lady, wasn't she? She had on her, she always wanted to graduate, but because of life circumstances at an early age, I think she had to quit going to school to take care of her siblings, and all her life wanted that grade 12, and found us when she was 88 and was able to complete that and fulfill one of her dreams in her life. Pretty neat story.
That's a great story, and that's the power of the notion of online and blended learning. Now perhaps you can touch on your PEBL acronym and what inspired that concept.
I guess as we go down this journey, you know, I talk about the last 21 years. Certainly when we really got into this in SunWest about 5-6 years ago, we started in making sure that students in every one of our schools throughout the division would have access to online learning. And it significantly increased the success ratio of that by having trained educational associates or assistants, not necessarily teachers, in each school supervising this online instruction. And because we have the teacher at the online school delivering the education, we just needed students to have some support and some supervision. As that took off, and timetabling, and students then all of a sudden had access to 70 elections or electives in high school, where before they might have had one or two because of the small school they were in. As that took off, teachers started to realize, wow, there are all kinds of things that our students can access and have success with without it coming directly from me as a teacher at the front of the room. So that started the ball rolling huge. As students were demanding more and more courses in this manner, teachers started saying, well, what else can we do with this? And, of course, teachers have always known that differentiation is key in trying to get to every student in your classroom. So good teachers have always looked for ways of how can we differentiate the education for each student in the classroom. And with the onset of the kind of technology that is at our disposal today, we decided, wow, maybe we can use this technology to personalize education even more for each student. student where physically we couldn't do it to that extent in the past, but with the use of technology we can. So the system really started getting into blended education, and there are different definitions about blended, but blended education is basically students in a brick-and-mortar school with a teacher,
right,
where some of the instruction is face-to-face and some of it is online. So as we went down that blended learning track and then got significantly into the personalized learning, there are three factors that needed to be addressed in order for it all to come together nicely. The first factor was making sure we established a culture of leadership in our schools for our students, so the students had the skills necessary to start getting involved in managing their own learning. The second one was making sure that we had sufficient supports for teachers to be able to learn how to significantly change their teaching pedagogy from the way it used to be to this new focus. And then the third one is you have to have, if the students have the skills and now the teachers have the skills to change their pedagogy, you must have the support for these teachers and these students. And that's where the online education and the distance learning center plays such a major role. And so we now have all of the core programming from kindergarten right through grade 12 available, and we have over 70 electives at the upper middle school, high school level. And now our next step will be actually, and we have teacher teams developing these, is taking subject matter and chunking it so that rather than having
an entire
online course, students can just grab pieces and chunks, a little bit like what the Khan Academy has done in the States.
Right.
We want to do that here in Canada, but we want to do it for all grades, kindergarten right through grade 12. And once you have those three ingredients together, then I think it just comes together. So we've coined the term personally, electronically blended learning. Or personalized electronically blended learning. And so those three things, online, blended learning, and personalized learning, those three things all come together. And when it's properly mixed and supported, it's pretty exciting to watch these kids kind of take control of their own learning and just be super engaged instead of bored and worrying when the bell's going to ring.
Well, congratulations on that, and that speaks to having received the C21 Canada Shifty Minds Award at the system level for the excellent work that you and your team have implemented and the journey that you've been on, and to have visited a couple of schools and interacted with the kids and seen them, the learning in action. I like to say, you know, you walked a digital talk, and it's what I want to know now is, when is the book coming? Because enough of, you know, teams of teachers and administrators going down to, you know, High Tech High in San Diego and getting a nice trip out of it. They got to start coming out to Sun West and, you know, see the beautiful countryside as well as, you know, visit some of your schools, because you know, you're leading the way in many respects in Canada, and I commend you for that.
Well, thanks for that. It's fun to see. I think we've got pockets of innovation everywhere. You know, every school system has some teachers that are doing extraordinary things. The main problem we have is it's typically just in pockets, and what we're trying to do is bring the pockets together, and much as we've identified in our C21 Shifting Minds 3.0 research, we use two terms. We use scaling out and scaling up. Scaling out is really trying to get these pockets of excellence working collaboratively together so that it goes right, you know, all around to all of the schools in your division. And scaling up is really taking it through the entire district or the entire school division and ensuring that everybody's on board and going forward. We need to do that with all of our systems, and we need to find more ways to share and collaborate together between districts. So I know we're just in the process of setting a partnership with the Brandon School Division in Manitoba, for example, where some of their trustees, their division office folks and some of their principals and teachers are coming with a group from SunWest, and together we're looking at centers of excellence and then deciding how can we work together cooperatively to help each other, where we might have this piece, but they have a different piece we need to share instead of always trying to reinvent the wheel. So pretty exciting time.
Absolutely. Well, the proof is in the pudding, and seeing the kids that I met and having conversations with them and the sense of ownership they feel on their learning really is a serious mind shift, isn't it?
It definitely is. We've really been pushed that way. Our government in Saskatchewan had formed a strategic plan here 3-4 years ago called Vision 2020. And one of the aspects of that plan was increasing graduation rates in our schools. So the goal of the provincial government in Saskatchewan was to have the highest graduation rates in Canada. And we looked at that, and the best way we felt we could do that is to find ways to get students much more engaged in their own learning. And once they're engaged in their own learning, that graduation level rate will it'll come on its very own, because students are engaged and they're happy and they're not wanting to quit school and leave school on you. So the kids that you saw, they were without any teacher prompting or even any teachers in the room, they were showing us what their education looks like, how they're moving forward, how they know where their gaps are and what are their next steps. And each one of them had to have their own learning goals on a weekly basis posted on the board. It was amazing to see grade 3 and grade 4 students all the way up talking to us about this, about their learning and how they're
yeah.
moving forward.
Yeah, the passion was evident, and you must be very proud and feel a sense of accomplishment in seeing these kids, because they're your ultimate product. And you know, it's at the end of the day, it's about, you know, nourishing and supporting student success for all.
Yeah.
With that, Dr. Tatro, I thank you for taking the time out of your weekend to celebrate and share insights on your digital learning journey.
Well, thank you very much, Robert, for all of that, and looking forward to seeing your work continue on your MindShare Learning site as well as our C21 website, because the more people we can get involved in some of these things, the quicker we can get these innovations spread across the country. So thank you very much for your recognition on what we're doing, and we look forward to continuing the journey.
My pleasure. That was Dr. Guy Tatro, Director and CEO of the SunWest School Division. My name is Robert Merlanchi of C21 Canada, Canadians for 21st Century Learning and Innovation.